Blog Talk Radio.
Don't you let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirt together. Gonna polish up our red crown. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well, don't you let nothing stand in your way. I want your
corollary to others. You don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp. There are three little words. We want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. One is the word all. We don't want some of our rights. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. There are some people who say that we need to go back to Africa. And then there are some others who tell people in the South, leave the South. You can't be free, so get out. But down in Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia, South Carolina, we are saying something else. We want all of our rights, and we want all of our rights here in Alabama and Mississippi and South Carolina. Then there's a third word, is the word now. We're not willing to wait 100 years for our rights. We're not willing to wait 50 years for what is ours on the basis of the Constitution of this United States and the authority of God. No, we are not willing to wait another 25 years for our rights. We can hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in conversation turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Here we are once again. It is Friday night, and this is the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. And I'm your host, the man myself here, Dr. Ron Robinson, Reverend Ron, Mr. Electric, Mr. On Fire. I don't know what they call me. They call me so many things. As long as they don't call me late when the check comes. I want to be on time when the check comes. But here at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, we are basically trying to make people understand what is money, what is economy, what is a gross national product, why do we exist economically, why do we live in the richest economy in the world, but 20 to 25% of the people, it might be 30%, go to bed hungry, live on food stamps and welfare, homeless in the street. Some people have years of being homeless, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. 1 month, 1 day to me is enough from being homeless. But some people live in homelessness that extensively long. So we want you to understand, how does it work out that the richest country in the world have so much poverty? How do that happen? What it is this. America has more economy than it has people. America has more banking system than it has people. It has more money coming and going than it has people. Every dollar that's traded, used across the world is traded right here in the good old U.S. of A. Everybody's dollar. We're the only country, think about this, that houses everybody's money. When you come into America from whatever country you come from, and you want to exchange your monies, your currency from your country into America, you have no problem in getting that done. We have the capacity. We have it here. We have the banking here. So how it is that the richest country with the most money have poverty, and how it is that the poorest people, okay, and I'm gonna tell you like the TI is African Americans, but we spend more money than the rich people. We spend more money than white people. We contribute more to, we're more consumerism comes from us. We spend more money, we contribute more to the gross national product than the rich whites. But we're at the low end of the totem pole. How do that happen? What does it mean when a person like Bezos, somebody says he's a trillionaire? What do a trillionaire mean? What do a billionaire, what do that mean? What do a millionaire, a thousandaire? What does it mean when Forbes magazine IPO your company and your company is one of the richest companies in the United States of America and you're accumulating all this money? What do all this mean to us as a people? And the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, we're basically saying to us that the possibilities of becoming a billionaire, a millionaire, a thousandaire, a trillionaire, a zillionaire, whatever these titles are, you got to start somewhere. It's a roadmap. Nobody started rich. No Rockefellers. No Forbes, all these great men of wealth in this country, some of them their family started in poverty. But they're in the richest country in the world, and they learn how to gravitate towards the money. So the question today is, why? Why do you think the richest country in the world with the most money didn't have people, more money than people, but people are homeless, people are hungry, people go to bed, elderly people have to choose between medication and food. Some elderly people, I don't know why they did this, but was buying dog food to try to survive. Why is that happening in the most developed, what they say the most civilized, they call themselves, the most civilized, most developed country in the world, but these conditions, we're faced with them. There got to be something behind it. Is there a reasonable factor for us to see that? At the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, what we're trying to do, we're trying to say the possibilities are great, greater than not, that you can become a thousandaire, that you can become a millionaire. You can become a billionaire. You can become a trillionaire. But what you do with that money has a tremendous impact on your people, especially us Black people, especially us. How do we manipulate our funds in this society will make a difference in a Black child going to bed hungry, a Black child living on the streets, a Black child starving to death, a Black child not having good medical assistance, medical care, the lack of a good education, better housing. All this stuff is due to how money circulates. If you live in the ghetto, you know that the dollar does not circulate probably at the maximum 6 times, and it leaves the community. And the community is starving for economics, is starving for better schools, is starving for better police services, is starving for better sanitation services, is starving for better medical services, EMT, medical hospitals, school, education, degrees, graduation rates are low, health care is low, physical conditions is low. Everything is low. At the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, what we're trying to say to people, listen, we're trying to say Mr. and Mrs. Thousandaire, millionaire, billionaire, and maybe some of y'all might be trillionaires. How we spend our money is important. How do we as people of means, those people that have the billions and the millions and the trillions and the zillions and whatever else they have, it's important how we spend our money. Where do we put the money? How do we use the money? And do we put money out for humanitarian philanthropy? Are we putting money for economic development? Are we putting money to put opportunities? Are we building communities that can survive economically? Are we just giving food and turkeys on Turkey Day, and maybe, you know, we give some rice and some beans and a chicken on a certain day. But the Bible says, give a man a fish. And, oh, yeah, that's nice. But that man will only eat every time you can give him a fish. Teach that man how to fish for himself or herself, and they can eat anytime they want to. That's the end game. That's the end goal. So we at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, we're trying to look economically, mathematically, scientifically to find out what is going on with the economy in America, and why do those who give the most have the least? Because you know and I know, before slavery, and we're going to talk about it, cotton and sugar was the commodity of that time in the 1600s, the 1500s. Cotton and sugar made this America the richest economy in the world. But the people who did it, who bloodshed and died, did not participate in that economic experience. And how do we change that? How do we go from starvation, poverty, homelessness, helplessness, extreme uneducation? We know that Black children are being psychologically, academically abused. We know that they got this thing called critical race theory, and they put it all on Black history. If there's a critical race theory, why couldn't it have been just the whole history, right? I'm here with my man, Dr. Benjamin Bridges, who is building youth and spiritually and divide and helping rebuild our youth and our communities and help develop them. Let's give him a mic here. So, Dr. Benjamin, before we bring in the folks, and you have a packed house, and I want you all to stay where you're at, how do we get to the richest economy and so much poverty?
Yes, indeed, my brother. Thanks for having me on the line with you here. And well, this is an old saying that is very powerful, and we may have heard it many times and never really thought about it, but what you see is what you get. And unfortunately, when we see things from a perspective where, me, a millionaire? Come on, how am I ever going to get that? If you're thinking and seeing that as your reality of what's going to happen with the future of your life, and you're knowing that this is something that you're never going to be able to achieve, then that means mentally and emotionally you put up a brick wall against yourself from stopping you to be able to actually be able to be that millionaire, be able to actually become someone that can actually raise their financial situation from, you know, a struggling situation or from poverty, you know, whichever way you want to call it. But the bottom line is you are worthy of becoming a millionaire or a billionaire or even a trillionaire. But the bottom line is you have to see it. You have to feel it. You have to believe it in order to achieve it and to receive it. And once you start to raise your thinking from down low and saying, no, I know that's never going to be me. I forget it, man. That's a waste of time for me to even think about getting into any program dealing with me becoming some kind of millionaire. Forget. No, that's how those that want to see you down and out want you to think. But you don't have to comply with the negative thinking that keeps you down and out. You can change your way of thinking and start to see yourself as a person that is worthy of success, that is capable of success, and will achieve success. And once you start seeing things from that perspective, that's when your life and your new reality can start to come about. And then even raising it to even higher ground by dealing with it from a spiritual perspective is even another situation. But the foundation stone of where you need to start is from thinking from negative thinking to positive. And that's one of the reasons why so many of our people are caught up in the gutter of poverty, is because we've been taught that that's where we belong. We've been taught that that's how we should just accept our identity and our reality as being impoverished people. But that's a lie. We do not need to be impoverished people. We do not need to accept that lie as our reality. Our reality, again, is that we are worthy people, that we are capable people, and that we can achieve great success in our lives. But we have to know that it can come about without a doubt. And once we start to see things from a positive perspective and start to projecting that we see great and wonderful things starting to come to us, then that's when it's going to come about. And the other side of it is that it's very powerful and very game-changing as well. Not only just seeing things from a positive perspective and seeing yourself as being a person that's worthy and capable of achieving great success financially, but also knowing your true identity. We've been taught that we are limited people that can only achieve very little and really can't even achieve even that much, very little, very tiny little, okay? But the bottom line is, those are both lies. You are a worthy person, a capable person that can achieve great success. And the only thing that stops us from seeing that and believing that is that we get stuck into the mindset of accepting the lies that have been told to us. Because if you accept the lie that you're just an incapable person that can only accept the fact that you're only ever going to be an impoverished person for the rest of your life, then what you see, again, is what you get. But once you start to see yourself from that positive perspective, and then even knowing spiritually, whether you're looking at what Lord Jehovah said, which was very powerful, he said, you are made in the likeness and in the image of God. Now, how the heck are you going to be made in the likeness and image of God and then be a limited person that can never come out of the gutter of poverty? How can you be that? You're not that. You are made in the likeness and image of God, as Lord Jehovah said. And that is trying to let you know your true identity as far as you being a God being. And one of the things that Jesus and his disciples said, we are sons and daughters of God that have immense, supernatural, amazing, and wonderful power spiritually that can manifest and bring about great miracles into our lives. But the bottom line is, again, what you see is what you get. You have to change your way of thinking from negative to positive. You have to change your way of thinking from being a limited person to being a true son and daughter of God. And if you can see yourself in either of those two factors, you will be able to truly change your reality from struggling in financial difficulty to actually being a person that can be very successful financially and can actually become that millionaire, become that thousandaire, become that trillionaire. That's right. These are things that you can accomplish, but only if you believe that you're capable, only if you believe that you're worthy, only if you know your true identity can these things truly come about. As a God being, one of the things that even Jesus said that was very, very powerful. Jesus said something that even blew my mind. I almost fell out my chair when I heard what he said. He said, the things I do, you can do, and even more. Now, I know a lot of people say, what? Jesus resurrected the dead. Jesus gave the vision back to the blind. Jesus gave hearing back to the deaf. Jesus helped people that were on their deathbed about to die. You mean to tell me we could do those guys? Get out of here. We can't do that. And that's the thing. Society has taught us that these are things that we are very incapable of ever doing. Don't even waste your time thinking that you could ever do any of these things, because Jesus was just clowning around that day. No, Jesus wasn't clowning around that day. He was speaking the God's honest truth, trying to free you from seeing yourself in an incapable and weak and just a person that can only be capable of achieving poverty, and that's it in your life. And that's a lie. That is a lie. God's truth and Jesus' truth was very powerful. And the question is, can you get over the lies that you've been brainwashed with and start to see yourself actually achieving the great things that you have the capability of doing? And once you start to know that these are things that can truly come about, you're going to start to see your goals and dreams start to fly. And that is no lie. You can make them happen, but you have to see it, feel it, believe it, and know that it can come about. That's right. You can make it come about, but you have to at least believe it in order to receive it. And that's something that can truly, truly come about. So, again, coming out of poverty, coming out of financial difficulty, coming out of many different negative circumstances that we find ourselves in, we have to start to see our new reality. We have to start to believe that we have the ability. And once we start to accept this as our capability, as things that we can truly achieve, that Jesus and Lord Jehovah were not playing games and lying to us, but telling us the God-given truth so that we could actually free ourselves from the negativity that this society has been teaching us. So it's up to you. No one's going to put a gun to your head and say, no, no, you have to believe that you're capable of doing this, that, and the other, and you're not going to have to be a negative person stuck in poverty. No one is going to force you to do that. You have to have an open mind and open heart to accept the fact that you can come out of poverty. You have to believe that, hey, you can actually be that God-given being, that true son and daughter of God that has the God-given ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things. But, again, these are things that we are capable of doing, that we are capable of achieving. But, again, we have to believe it in order to receive it. And one of the things I did want to share with you as well is tomorrow at 7 p.m., we're going to be on our show, which is going to be talking about this in more depth and see about what we can do to truly change things for me and you and our community. Because the bottom line is we do have the ability to bring about great, awesome, and amazing change. Even though the society and the system has been brainwashing ourselves to feel that we are incapable about bringing positive change into our lives, that we're incapable of coming out of the gutter of poverty, that we're incapable of just being able to live a successful and better life. But all of that is a lie. We are capable of doing great, awesome, and amazing things. But the only thing is we have to believe it in order to receive it. We have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that our goals and dreams can truly come about. We have to keep our mind up on high, not down low, because you keep your mind down low, constantly saying, woe is me, why is this happening to me? I can never be set free. Oh, no. No, you don't have to keep singing that song over and over again, because if you keep singing that song over and over again to yourself, then basically you're just going to dig yourself deeper and deeper into the gut of poverty. But once we start to see things from a realistic, spiritual, and positive viewpoint, your whole life will definitely change. So let go and let God. Let go of the negativity of the past and seeing the negativity still overpowering you in the present. See now, no longer the negativity can have any success in your life, but the positivity of God and Christ can definitely now set you free. The positivity of seeing yourself as someone that is capable, that is worthy, that can achieve great success is something that you can do. But you have to believe that these great, awesome, and amazing miracles can start showering through for you. And as you start to believe it, for real, you will achieve it. So again, if you could come on at 7 o'clock with me, we're going to go into this in more detail and really start to see what your new reality can be. And with that being said, all I can say to you now is I'm glad we had a chance to share with you how you can turn your thinking from negative to positive, from seeing yourself as a limited person to a God being, a son or daughter of God that can do great and awesome and amazing things. So start to see it and believe it, and you will definitely achieve it.
Let's open up some lines and see what people feel about the conversation of poverty, development of wealth in America, and how do we get there. We're going to open up lines, and you can discuss this as well with Dr. Benjamin Bridges. We're going to open up 773-819.
Okay, 773-819, your line is now open. If you have anything you would like to share with us, any feedback, kindly feel free to do so now.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for having me. Thank you for this great topic. A lot of the African-American community definitely need to believe more in themselves first. And topic is all I have to say for now.
Well, thank you for sharing that, my brother, because that's very true. You know, once we start to see a new reality and believing that we can create that new positive and successful reality, that's when that success will come about, without a doubt. So thank you once again, my brother, for sharing that. And the next online we're going to talk to is
917-744.
Okay, 917-744. Your line is open now. And feel free to come on board with us and share what you're feeling right now. Unmute yourself and come on board and share what you feel at this time. Okay, we tried to connect with you. Maybe we're having a technical problem, or maybe you just want to be someone to just be a listener. But in either case, we'll try one more time. 917-744. Open the door and come on through. Okay.
I hear a little something. Your mic is muted.
Unmute your phone and come on board.
Okay, we'll leave the mic open, and as soon as they get in, we can step right in.
Okay.
Go to the next caller, 347-880.
347-880. Now it's your turn to come on board with us, if you'd like, and share with us some feedback that you feel.
Yes, greetings and blessings in the name of the Emperor. And I feel that it's a very good night to speak on the issue of love and unity. And when we have love for each other, we have a better way to look at each other that we can accomplish what you're saying. So we, in the sense of communication, we would really like to be able to speak out to a wider audience where that we can reach them. And so because of that, I think tonight is a very good night because Mr. Robertson explained what we need in our community to be able to accomplish and achieve the things that we ought to achieve and accomplish at this time. So, you know, we're glad that we have the opportunity to be able to speak on the issues that that can motivate us for the future and bring out the people who can listen and hear to know that we're out here trying to be able to go in a God way to be able to please His will and let the other young people and the other people know that God have a way of bringing us together and bringing the spirituality out of us to be able to benefit a larger amount of people than just the normal amount. So we are happy tonight that we can come forward and speak with friends that we know for 10, 11 years, and we still have a good rapport with them. And even though we don't might not have a rapport that we feel is good, we still have respect and honor for each other. And what caused that is the Ethiopian Federation, where that we have an outlet where that is a futuristic. When this situation closed down, the Federation start up to be able to help the people in America first and help the black people in America. And so we are proud that that we have an opportunity to speak out tonight with our brothers and sisters. So I really are happy that we can come from far and near and know that we can contribute in our society to bring unity and love to the community. So I'm glad we have that chance. So thank you very much for the time out that you gave me, and I'm proud of it.
Yes, indeed, my brother. And thank you for coming on board and sharing your positive feedback. Thank you very much for that. And just know for a surety, we do need to come together, as you said, in unity, in harmony, in reaching out to help one another. And that's very important, because instead of reaching out to hurt or try to destroy one another, we need to really be focused on reaching out to help and be a blessing to one another. And that's very important, my brother, like you said. So I'm really glad to have you come on board and share that info with us. Yes, indeed. And right now we're getting ready to go to our next person online, and that is?
Once again, we have, as I'm on my cell phone here, we have text messages, people from different states and different countries want to ask questions as well. So we'll take some text messages, okay? Belinda Maxfield of Oran, Mississippi. She wants to know, Dr. Ben, how do meditation and spirituality affect you financially?
Well, how it can affect you financially is by, you know, again, you focusing on truly seeing things from a different perspective of where you may see things right now. Because, again, this society has taught us to really see things from a down-and-out perspective, and that's how we should just accept things, you know, and just say, hey, you know, you're a poverty person, so just accept that, and that's it. But how spirituality and positivity can really start to change that is that, you know, for example, you know, we had a meditation group some years ago where we were focusing on manifesting wealth. And what ended up happening with our group, we were in visualizing ourselves as magnets for wealth and drawing huge amounts of cash to us. Now, the huge amounts didn't come through at that particular time, but we also were able to get the next day $250,000 just showed up in my account, came out of nowhere. And I was like, wow, that's really something, you know. So this shows that, you know, the manifestation of wealth can definitely come about. And another situation, as I said before, I don't know if you ever heard of this, but basically we had a young lady that came up with a herbal formula that could get rid of wrinkles and bags on your face, bags under your eyes, and wrinkles on your forehead or your cheeks and stuff. But the bottom line was she had very good results of this. And a lot of people liked her formula and said, hey, you know, this is great, you know. I would like to for you to sell this to my friend or my family member, da-da-da. But the only problem was she didn't have the money to really start to produce it. So she came to us, and she was a part of our meditation group, and we started to do a meditation because she asked us, could you do a meditation on this and see if I could get the money, you know, so that I could, you know, really get this business started up and running. So we said, okay, no problem, let's do that. So we focused on seeing that happening, and that we saw that magnetic energy, again, of God and Christ and of the universe, spirit of the universe, sharing that energy with us and pouring that into her situation. And what ended up happening 3 days later, she had three different people, not two or one. She had three people that were investors that heard about her program and said, hey, I definitely would like to I heard the amount that you wanted was $50,000 to get your business started, and I would like to, you know, contribute that $50,000 to it, and then, you know, you could pay me back, and we could work out something with that. So she had three people say that to her, and out of the three, she ended up picking the one that was the best one for her. So that was something that came about right after we did the prayer and the meditation for her, and that was good. So these are things that can happen, but you can't be a doubting Thomas or a doubting Thomasina and saying, you know what, this probably ain't going to work. I don't even know why I'm wasting my time trying to do this. This is probably some BS. I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'll give it a shot anyway. If you're going to do it from that perspective, you already built a brick wall that said it's not going to happen. But if you're going to do it and say, you know what, I believe that what Jesus said and what God said is really true, that, you know, we do have the capability of being able to manifest things in our lives, and money is one of those things that we can manifest. So, you know what? I'm going to keep an open heart and open mind and believe that this can truly come about. And because she put that out there along with our meditation group, she was able to receive that. And we did this with, you know, quite a few other people as well, and they were able to get, you know, money on this. So we can do this as a group on Thursday at 7 o'clock. We do have, matter of fact, a group call that we deal with, and that's called Manifesting Wealth. And we focus on spiritually how you can manifest wealth and how you can get money into your life. And, you know, this is something that if you're interested, you could come on board with us on this. The phone number where you could reach us at on this is, 605-475-4700, all right? That's 605-475-4700. And the access number that you can, you know, actually sign in with the call is 484-092-pound, 484-092-pound. So if you're interested, we go into more detail on how you can take the step-by-step situation to actually do this as a group and even as an individual and see yourself actually being able to make, you know, manifesting of wealth come about. And I know for some, it's like, get out of here, that ain't going to work. But for some, their minds and hearts are open. And being that they are, they can actually see this as something that can really happen in their lives. And because you keep yourself open to the opportunity of it coming about, it can definitely come about without a doubt. But you have to believe it, and you have to know that it can truly happen for you. And if you have that kind of confidence and feeling in your heart and mind, you're going to definitely see some things come about. So anyway, that's where that is. And I hope, you know, if you can make it next Thursday, come on board with us, and that would be great. And also this Saturday, on this same number that you just called in on, tomorrow at 7 p.m., we're going to be on a call as well. And if you would like to come on there, we're going to be talking about manifesting wealth. We're going to be talking about coming together in spiritual unity to help our community and things of that sort. But anyway, let us go on to our next person and see what we can do.
Yeah, okay. We got Wayne Wright of St. Kitts Nevis Island, and he wants to know, how can you, during the time of pressure, of the day, find time to have spiritual and meditation moments? I guess during the day when he's at work and he's pressured and everything's going crazy, how can he find peace during that time? How can he meditate or spiritually find some peace in that hard time right there?
Right. Well, it can be quite difficult to do a meditation when you're at work because you got to close your eyes. You got to at least sit down for at least a half an hour or possibly 20 minutes, right? And the only time you could do that is at lunchtime. And, you know, that means you might have to sacrifice yourself from eating. So that could be pretty rough during that time period. But what you can do while you are at work, and which is very powerful as well, and we didn't really get a chance to talk about that, but as these are some of the things that we're going to go into on our meeting on Saturday and even on our meetings on Thursday, we talk about these things, and that is affirmations. Affirmations can be very, very powerful and mind-changing because, as I said before, we had a brother who was a track star that actually in the beginning he was a cold-hearted loser because he kept seeing himself as a loser. And, you know, that's one of the things that many of our people have been brainwashed into seeing themselves as losers. But what we do, we actually utilize meditation and affirmations to reprogram the mind so that you can see yourself as a winner. And once you start seeing yourself as a winner and start to build your confidence up in knowing that you can be a winner and that you not only can be a winner, but that you are a winner and that even the goal and dream that you have has already been done, but you have to believe it in order to receive it. And the affirmations that we give out, you know, are affirmations that you could say throughout the day, you know, when you get a chance. Of course, if you're talking to somebody else, if you're in a meeting, you know, you can't really say that outwardly, you know, the affirmation like you would like to. But if you're in a position where you can just say something, you know, to yourself, that's a perfect time when you can use that time to say an affirmation that will start to reprogram your mind. Just like what we're talking about now. See it, believe it, and you will achieve it. See it, believe it, and you will receive it. See it, believe it, and you will achieve it. See it, believe it, and you will receive it. So if you start to say that affirmation over and over again, it starts to build your confidence up that if you really start to see it in knowing that this, your goal or your dream, can really come about, then that's what's going to come about. But you have to see it inside your heart, inside your mind, and just feel it and know that it's definitely going to come about without a doubt. And once you start saying that affirmation over and over again, it gives you more and more confidence. And the meditations as well. When you start to visualize and see yourself as that winner in what you're trying to achieve and what you're trying to do, and not only seeing as maybe it might come about or, you know, this, you know, might work. No, we're not talking about nothing like that. We're talking about you actually achieving your goals and dreams, that not only are you focused on seeing it come about, but it has already been done, that your victory has been won, all right? See it already done, and your victory has been won. That's another great affirmation that you can use. See it already done, and your victory has been won. So these are meditations and affirmations that can be utilized as spiritual and mental tools that can build up your confidence in knowing that you are not only capable of doing it, but that you have already done it. And you see, start to see things from that perspective, then that's what's going to come about. See it, believe it, and you will receive it. Start to see things from that perspective. Start to say that and visualize that on a regular basis, not once a week or twice a week, but every day, and you're going to make your way for sure. All right. 571-264. 571-264. If you could actually come online with us right now and give some feedback on what we've been talking about, that would be great. Your line is now open, so come on board with us and share what you feel. Okay, 571-264. I don't know if you, again, have a technical problem or whether you just are saying, I don't really want to say anything right now. I just want to listen. And if that's what you want to do, no problem. But if you can, you know, give some positive feedback at this point, feel free to do so. Otherwise, we're going to go on to our next speaker. Okay. 917-744. You can definitely come on as well and share with us what you feel right now. 917-744.
This is my first time listening, so I'm just listening, and I'm happy to see that our people are progressing and moving forward towards finances, because we've been taught many years, you know, we've been that we, you know, in a sense, poor and down and out. That's not salvation. That's not sanctification. And we have to learn to tell the Lord that we have to talk to Him like we talk to each other. And money will come to you, and He will provide it for you. I had spent all of my money in a business. As a matter of fact, I had my own private school. And I told the Lord that I needed money to leave for my children, because we are the people again. We're not supposed to leave our children without anything. We're supposed to leave an inheritance for them. And I wanted to do that, and I was able to do that. The money came through one of my children through investing for me. And also I helped people over there in other countries, in Africa and Pakistan, and I needed money for that. And I told the Lord I needed money for that, and He opened up an avenue and a door for that. So I appreciate what you're saying, what you're talking about, and continue. I wanted to get that number, though, that 605 number. I didn't get that. I think it's for Thursday night. But, yes, we as a people need to stop spending money, spending every penny we get. We want to be ahead. We want to get ahead. You cannot get ahead by spending your money before you get it and spending it after you get it. Spending, spending, spending. We are people that anyone can come into our neighborhood and set up business. And as my mom used to say, rack up. And we have to stop doing it. We have to stop buying the latest phone out there, the latest pair of sneakers or what have you, and begin putting money aside and investing. Thank you.
Well said, my sister. Well said. Thank you very much for sharing that information, because that's very true. You know, when you look at a lot of people financially who are doing well in their life, they have taken a portion of their money instead of just spending all of it. They've taken a portion of their money and invested it in different things, whether it's stock, whether it's real estate, whether it's cryptocurrency, or, you know, many other different programs that are out there. But just to get your money and spend it, you know, is not a good way to go. And I'm really glad you brought that up, because that's very real and very true. Yes, indeed. So right now, all I can say is, yes, these are things that we as a people need to definitely take a look at and start to realize that, you know, we have to bring about positive change in seeing things from a different perspective. You know, number one, knowing that we can be successful people with a happy and joyful life. We don't have to be living in a situation where we're stuck in the gutter of poverty and suffering and going through all kind of terrible situations. That does not have to be our lifestyle. All we have to do is start to see things from that different perspective. And then the second thing is, we need to start to take certain steps that can actually help us to become financially successful as well. You just can't always just want to see it come about and then don't do anything about it. You know, there's certain steps that we can take that can really help to bring about that positive change as well. So that's very important. And as you said, you know, start to invest. I mean, it doesn't mean that you got to take half of your money or three-quarters of your money and put it into an investment. You can, you know, put a small amount in. You can start to even put that small amount on the sideline for a minute, and then once you start to build it up to a certain point that's needed for you to put money in for an investment, you could even do it that way. But it can be a comfortable thing for you to do. It's just a matter of trying to see things from a positive perspective and trying to work things out from there. And the other side, as I said before, is seeing things where you know that you are worthy and capable and able to bring about positive change in your life. All you have to do is know it beyond a shadow of a doubt, and that it will start to come about. Yes, indeed. All right. Well, thank you again, my sister, for sharing your, you know, positive feedback. And right now we're going to get ready to go on with our commercial right now, and you're going to start to hear some things that are happening out there that we can get involved with as well. All right.
Yeah, we're going to start off with the public service announcements. Number one, we were talking about Mr. Ronald Bakir. He has the Blacks in Solar Energy, and they have a petition on a website called PositiveChangePC.com. Positive, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E, change, C-H-A-N-G-E-P-C.com. Go there, look at what solar energy is doing, what is coming, what it means, $2.3 trillion to economic development in solar energy. They're going to be financing young people's academics in college and university. They're going to give you a 2-, 4-, 6-year ride if you study this solar energy from an engineering perspective, from a technological perspective. You can get a full 2-, 4-, 6-year run, college and university, studying this. So get your kids prepared for that. We also want to get the Black historical black colleges, the HSBCUs, want to get them on board where their kids are also taking advantage of this opportunity. So we want, there's going to be solar farms that's going to be developed as well. They're going to have solar farms giving subsidies and economic development for the farmers who have been left out, and we want to make sure that our African-American and our black farmers get this money as well. So we want you to go to that website, sign that petition so we can send it in to the Biden-Harris administration, let them know that 35% of this endeavor should go to the African-American community. So we don't want you to forget that as well. We also want you to be aware of MY Project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, neo.org. You can think of my, like my, MY Project, like the project people live in, and neo, like the singer Neo, and then .org, org, like organization, O-R-G. So we want you, sir, ma'am, to get involved with the self-financing reparations. It starts at $8, goes up to $1 million. Whatever you can afford to put into. Young lady today just spoke about having a financial legacy to leave their family, leave them with some kind of inheritance, some kind of wealth. Well, with my Project Neo's self-finance reparations, you can do that. We plan on structuring every participant to become a millionaire in this structure. The way it's set up, you go to myprojectneo.org, my M-Y project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, neo, N-E-O, .org, and check out the system. It's a computerized technology that would turn your money over and over and over, compounded interest to turn over, and you will get more and more and more money. You let it sit there and let it invest. We have investment programs as well. We have platform programs, investment opportunities, gold, oil, diamonds, uranium, all kinds of natural resources and commodities. You have to get involved. The minimum investment is $10,000. The turnover is 2 weeks to 4 weeks. The money can double, triple within that time. That means the $10,000 within 2 weeks can become $25,000, $30,000. Within 4 weeks, it can become $40,000, $45,000, $50,000. We have some tremendous investment opportunity platform programs at DSNR Consultants, LLC, 914-363-9007. These are unprecedented, unorthodox, unconventional investments. Okay? And they're more in the neighborhood of the hedge funds. And they do require a minimum of X amount of dollars. But we come together collectively. My $10,000, your $10,000, her $10,000, enough $10,000 can be coming to the hundreds of thousands or millions or whatever. And once the money is collected, then we divide amongst everyone. So there's many opportunities to get financing, to make money, to help yourself, to get developed. We have also products, Volara. We want you to go to www.volara, VOLLARA.com/RevRon, R-E-V-R-O-N. In Volara products, you're going to find all kinds of products that are antibacterial. It cleans up the air. It fights all kinds of bacteria, even coronavirus as well. And it will help keep you healthy, keep your environment healthy. And also, you can become a representative. You can become an agent to distribute these products. And it costs nothing to sign up. Go to www.volara, VOLLARA.com/RevRon, R-E-V-R-O-N. You can also call me at 914-363-9007. 914-363-9007. And at DSNR Consultants, LLC, we're dividing all kinds of opportunities and investment programs for people who want to turn their money over. People who need extra income but cannot take another 9-to-5. You have kids at home. You have X amount of hours. Your husband works day and night. You're staying at home, mom, but you need extra income. We can help. Give us a call, 914-363-9007. 914-363-9007, and we shall help you in that particular area. And now we should go to our commercials.
Yeah. Oh. Entertainment. Worldwide. Network. We on live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. 10 o'clock. We on time.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Lay. I sign on a payment with the NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Thing, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? This your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checking Traps.
This your piece, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
Your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? This is Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hamson.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled Sag Pants Equals a Sag Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time, Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time, call into 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don, Jr. CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is so seductive, live.com. Log on to soseductivelive.com. So Seductive Live has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to soseductivelive.com. I believe in fashion, so Seductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners. And how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success. And experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
And we are back. We are back. We are back. And we thought we want to also remind you that tomorrow, we have beautiful, beautiful programming during the week and the weekend. Tomorrow we'll be with the man himself, Dr. Benjamin Bridges, who's our in-house studio guest tonight. And we're talking about economic and social development. I was speaking on the finances in America, the high level of poverty that we have, the fact that African Americans contribute more money to the gross national product, but we are the least and the last and the left out. We are more economically challenged. We have more level of unemployment. We have more high level of length of unemployment as well. The average white person gets unemployed and they're back at work between a week or 2 weeks. A black person gets unemployed, and he can be unemployed for 3 months, 6 months, to a year. Some people even worse than that, based on the kind of industry that they are working in. And so we're finding ways and means to come up with other forms of economics, other forms of income. We're finding ways to, like with Dr. Benjamin, we're finding ways to get mental health amongst ourselves to spiritually pray and to meditate during the course of hard times. When you're really feeling depressed, when you're on that job and you're having a hard time, maybe it might be a good idea to go to the men's room or the women's room and just meditate and pray. Give yourself 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. Meditation and prayer and confirmation. And that would make you feel better, and then you can go back to work and succeed. Because a clear mind is a healthy mind, is a powerful mind. So, and also we want to remind you tomorrow, 7 to 9, we'll be with Spiritual Unity and Meditation with Dr. Benjamin Bridges at 7 to 9, 347-857-1311. And he'll go into more deeper details of Spiritual Unity and Meditation and affirmations and different forms and ways of finding peace within yourself. And so that's a wonderful show, you know, because you can succeed if your mind is strong. And that's one thing we teach at the Black Business Billionaire Network Club show. We're teaching you that a strong mind, a determined mind, can succeed any level of economic achievement. And so we want you to not forget to get on tomorrow with Dr. Benjamin, Spiritual Unity and Meditation. Show tomorrow 7 to 9, 347-857-1311. And before he leave tonight, he give us a little taste of what he'll be talking about tomorrow. Also on Sunday we want you to go to the Eat Different World Federation Incorporated, founded by in 1937 by the man himself, the Honorable Majesty, the Monarch himself, Haile Selassie, the Majesty Haile Selassie. What a wonderful blessing, Rastafari. That's a wonderful, wonderful blessing to us, the Federation, and our brother Ian Brown, who's a member of Local 26. He's the first director. He talked about it, and he's been in for a long time and helped organize it and get it back together. He, you know, got a lot of people involved, and it's just a wonderful organization, wonderful program. We want you to check out the Eat Different World Federation, Local 26, Women's Auxiliary, with the beautiful, the talented in the utmost host of the most, Mrs. Sadie Gomez, and that's Sunday night, 7 till 9, 347-857-1311, and we're going to want you to join the Ethan World Federation as well. We want you to come out, and we want you to explore. We want you to go online and go to the Ethan World Federation Incorporated .com and check out the federation. We want you to go to your local. We want you to get on the phone, give us a call, any one of the members, and go to a local in your area, in your state, in your country. You can find a local of the Ethan World Federation Incorporated that you can join and start participating in some of the wonderful things we have to offer our members. A lot of stuff, a lot of benefits of being a member in Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. I am so glad that I joined. I'm so glad my mom and my dad, even before I was born, they were supporting brothers and sisters across the world, and as well as supporting Your Majesty in Ethiopia at the time of need back in the 1940s against Mussolini. So that's a whole history that you can find online. You can find it in Wikipedia. You can find it on any of the Google that. You'll find the Mussolini war with Ethiopia and Your Majesty himself, the one and only, the monarch of all monarchs, how he survived that and conquered the Italians and kept free the Ethiopian our Ethiopian country itself. So we want you to go to that show, and then on Monday we want you to get back with Sister Queen Amina, Black Alice in Wonderland, and she talks about the politics, the politics. She talks about the pandemic. She talks about Micron variant, coronavirus, whatever you want to call it. She had the inside story, the scientific proof, the scientific knowledge from some of the greatest scientific minds and people that worked in epidemiology and fields of study of medicine, and she has a lot of information about economic opportunities for our people, our young people in school and profession that they could take up, and they can just learn, what they call it back in the day, learn to earn. And then on Thursday night, 7 to 9, is Al Crick Denham, and he has a cultural show of the Rastafari and the culture of music of reggae. And you can learn the history of reggae and the Rastafarian movement and all the wonderful brothers and their loving spirit and their conquering lions. They're conquering all kinds of ills in our society. Just a wonderful group. When you see Rasta brothers with the locks and you see them walking down the street, just remember his wonderful brothers doing wonderful things, and they are blessed unto us to be here on this soil called North America. And we're blessed to have our Rasta brothers and sisters around to support and work together. And we want to join all religions and all black people together, all different economics and all different trains of thoughts and all different academic backgrounds. We need to work together. We need to support one another. We need to love each other, and we need to use our great given God gift and power to change the conditions. I'm concerned about the children. I'm concerned. I have great-great-grands, and I've been on this earth 70-some years. And I'm concerned about my children, my grandchildren, my great-great-grandchildren, my great-great-great-grandchildren. I'm concerned about what kind of world I'm going to lead them in. I'm worried about I'm worried about the children, whatever color they are, whatever background they come from, whatever language they speak. I'm concerned about children because even young white children coming to this world with no expectations of racism or hatred or any of that, that's a learned process. They learn it from the environment. It's an environmental effect that they learn. So no child is born into this world. Everything God created is beautiful. Everything God created is beautiful. There's nobody coming to this world ugly or mean or nasty or hating or racist or KKK, Nazi, skinhead, whatever. That's all environmental. Man created those things, and those things are environmental. So I'm concerned about children. I'm concerned about those children that come from marginalized communities, communities of color, that's been demoralized, been economically deprived, been abused with drugs and alcoholism and poverty and ghetto and projects. And I'm concerned about the white kid who don't know to do the right way because he's not in the right environment. His parents are not teaching him the right way to live, the right way to love, the right way to be a human being, to be a humanistic, to be a humanitarian, to be concerned. But I feel that people are concerned. I feel people normally are born concerned, and they want to do the right thing, but environment have a tremendous effect on people, and environment can change people a lot. So we here at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, we know it's not all about money, because money is as great as it can be used for. You can have all the money. The Bible says, what profits a man or woman or child or boy? In these terms today, these young folks make crazy money. Drake bought an airplane for $350 million and spent $50 million customized it for his personal use. Okay? Huh. And this is normal. One kid put $27 million of diamonds in his head. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Nick Cannon bought a $2 million shoe. These are African-American kids. These are black kids coming from so-called marginalized communities, poverty, whatever. But what profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? That means what profits you to gain so much and you ain't helping nobody? I want to, and at the Black Business Billionaire Network Club, we have people pass by our airways that are African American, Caribbean American, African from Africa, Caribbean man from Caribbean woman, Caribbean man, you know, from the Caribbeans and from North America and from Africa and from England, from Europe, from Asia, from all over the place, black people all over. They pass our airways, and some of them are established millionaires. And one day I'll explain to you what I mean by established and established billionaires. They pass these airways and they come and they talk. And I say unto them, your money is as good as you can help somebody. My grandmother always said, and this is South Carolina vernacular, so y'all going to have to excuse me a minute. If I can help one somebody, then my life was not in vain. If I can help one somebody, if I can help one somebody, my life might be vain. She meant if I can help one person out of my whole life, just one person, be a better person, live a better life, have more, then she said her life would not have been in vain. And I dare say she helped thousands of people. My mother was a helper. My dad was a helper. My grandparents. I come from that kind of lineage, that kind of family, you know. Jesse Jackson is my first cousin, and I remember how he grew up and how his mom and dad wasn't, and how that was instilled into him to help. And it's still into me. I want to help. I want to find love amongst my brethren. And I know that the only way I can find love in the world, I have to learn to love myself. And the only way I can love myself, if I love my brother that looks like me. God said, how can you love me who you cannot see, and can't love your brother who you can't see? And charity begins at home. In order for us to learn to love other people, we got to learn to love self. And self meaning another black woman, black man, black girl, black child, black girl, black boy, black child that looks like you. Once you learn that empathy of love within yourself, I got six children, and I tell them, love yourself so that you can express love to someone else. You cannot be a good husband, a good wife, a good fiance, a good marriage, or a good friend, have a good relationship if you don't know how to love yourself. So that's what we do here. That's what we do with Dr. Ben and getting that spiritual upliftment, that spiritual unity and the meditation. That's what we do when we talk about money is good, but money is not as good as your physical, mental, and spiritual health. Spiritual and mental health have to be together first. And once you learn, God said, once you learn the power of forgiveness and the power of giving, then you learn the power of existing. Once you learn that power of forgiveness and the power of giving, then you gravitate towards a gifted life. I forgot the Reverend Pastor Morrison wrote the book, The Purpose-Driven Life. When I found my purpose in God, when I found what God put me on this earth for, and I was able to magnify that and do that, that was, and I had some tremendous letdowns. I had some pains in my life. I had some destructive experiences in my life. I have poverty. I've been a rich. I've been poor. I've been everything, homeless, whatever you want to call it. But I count it all joy. We say in the black church, count it all joy. I count it all joy in the name of Jesus. I count it all joy in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I count it all joy that I'm here to tell somebody that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but that way will lead to destruction. But he who seeketh unto the higher authority, the Creator God, will always find the right way. I say unto you, my brother, my sister, I say to you, face God and please God, and man will be either happy or sad, but you'll be correct. Just serve God. Just try to please God. Live a life. God said, live a life pleasing unto me, and I shall draw men. God don't need us to draw nobody. God don't need us to look sweet and good looking to draw people. God wants us to just live a life and please him. And once you please God, you will be happy. Because it's difficult trying to please people. Everybody got a different need. If you got any level of kids, if you got six kids all at one time in the home, you can identify with me. If you got two kids in the home, maybe sometime even one, it's difficult to please all your children at the same time. One going to feel neglected, other one going to feel happy. You gave him, you didn't give me. You look at him, you look at me. You didn't smile with me, you smile with him. You didn't kiss me, you kiss him. Listen, you can't please all of them. You're not. And that's the same way people are. So if you have children, you understand that you cannot please everybody all the time. You have to try to do the right thing and please God. And once you have done that, then you rest your case. You rest your case that you have done your best. You know, and that's what I'm seeking to try to help young people, because young people come in this world and they don't have any kind of litmus test to say, oh, I want this kind of daddy, I want this kind of mama, I want this kind of environment. They come, they're here, and they need help, and they need guidance, they need the blessing. I love children, I think about children, and I want children to be the best that they could be and live a life that they please God and they please themselves and they live a wonderful life. I tell my boys all the time, find a good wife and find harmony. I tell my girls, find a good husband and find harmony within yourself, and you can live a beautiful life. So, you know, blessing them to the children, and I pray that they all be blessed, and I pray that we elders can be a blessing to them as well. I want to bring on now the man himself, Dr. James W. Winborn, and the W for Winner. He brought on the self-finance reparation program. I never heard of it, but I saw it, and I jumped on it like white on rice. It is wonderful. It makes you money instantaneously, and I'm going to bring him on to talk about the reparation, the self-finance reparation program, and anything else he'd like to talk about. The one who put all this program, the Neo Nation, the 1 Million Acts of Kindness, the put together all the social programs that we have here, all the different radio programs that we have, all the togetherness, all the networking, and we want to give him a nice hand as we bring him on into the studio as well.
Greetings, everybody. How's
greetings. We haven't had you a long time in the black. Well, we might have you now. Well, not that long, but we've had you a long time, the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, to come and talk about the self-finance reparations program. I know a lot of people are going like, what? You know, but you tell us about that and anything that you'd like to talk about, you know, because you always give us some good stuff to go home with.
Well, you know, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff that's going on. A lot of people know about, you know, Project Neo and what we've been doing over the years with Project Neo. And those that are listening in on the radio now and that have participated in our Acts of Kindness programs back in 2012, 13, 14, and those that have participated in our reparation program starting, you know, back in 19 on up till today, we've been, you know, working on that, slowly building that. But, you know, as things coming along, I've been, if those of you that know me, I've been trying to keep on top of my commitments that I have with the EWF, and that has been really taking up a lot of my time with the Ethiopian World Federation and the events and things that are happening there. But I'm loving every minute of it, you know, whenever I can see progress and see growth and see things coming together and seeing black people, my people being blessed, then I'm happy. I'm good. But we got so much work to do. There's so much more stuff that's going on. You know, we talk about the reparations program. But, you know, when I look now, I'm often disturbed, Dr. Robinson, when I look at the news, I look at the TV, I look on notifications that come to my email, and God forbid, don't let me look at TikTok or something like that. And I see this, the degradation in the psyche of what's going on here in America. And those are the things that's on my mind the most, if you don't mind. Just the condition that we're living under here in these United States of America, and the level of abuse we have been experiencing as black people all around the world, but in particular, it looks like here in this country, we're on a steep backward slope where it's okay to be racist and let people know that you're racist. It's okay to not like black people and tell them that. And when I say that, it's really, we could beat around the bush with it, but it's really only one group of people that suffer with this disease of racism. But those are the things that are the heaviest on my heart. You know, I've been spending the last few days working on a bill to present to the United States Congress on, I call it the stop laws. And that is, we're coming against and we're trying to get Congress to change the laws on those things where police have to stop people. We're working on stopping, you know, the traffic stops, again, stop and frisk. We need to stop and reverse another law called Terry v. Ohio. And these are just some of the things that on my heart that I see that's going on that we need to be aware of. Now, what it's going to take in order for us to win these battles is going to take for us coming together. And not only is it going to take for us coming together, it's going to take us pooling our resources together. And we're here tonight on the Black Business Billionaires Club with Dr. Robinson and Dr. Bridges and others that are here. These are the times where we have to come up with a plan, because listen, I don't know about you, me personally. I know that there's some that's all that's ready to, you know, to pick up the, you know, their firearms and go out and do battle. And this is maybe what we have to do, because obviously freedom ain't free. And I think that we need to be aware of that. Now, I'm just getting this. I really don't know what happened before the show, before I got here, but you asked me to say what was ever on my mind. And these are the things that are on my mind when I look and I see what's going on. These are the things that are perplexing me. These are the things that are bothering me. And, you know, people ask me, have I ever personally experienced police brutality? And I would have to say that one instance when I was a young man, I feel as though that I was treated unjustly by police. But to me, I'm always touched with the feelings of my brothers and sisters' infirmities. So when I see injustice being done to them, it has the same residual effect on me. It's as if it's the police talking to me like that. It's as if the police got me on the ground. It's as if the police is punching me in my face, and I'm trying to block him from punching me in my face, and now he's telling me to stop resisting. So if I protect myself, then I'm resisting, and they just use that as a means of escalating. But we, as a people, have the resources to do what we need to do. We, as a people, we have the money to do what we need to do. We got money. It's us being able to take that money and put it together. And so one of the principles that we had with Project NEO and the self-reparation program was a process is a process of algorithm, a mathematical algorithm where automatic deductions are being and allocations are being made based on activities that's going on in the system. And as we stay in it over time, we believe that it's going to continue and eventually begin to create, you know, millions of black millionaires. And so these are the things that we are excited about. It's been tested. It's been running a little slow. We haven't been able to stay on top of it because of my commitment to the Federation. But I believe that in times all things will work themselves together for the good for them that are called according to the purpose of the Lord. And so as long as we know that, and as long as we can keep operating in there and keep operating at that level, then we good. I'm good, and you ought to be good. And so as we here tonight, and we talked about all of the wonderful things, I'm sure that has been happening. And Dr. Robinson every Friday night so brilliantly describes to you a plethora of financial programs to be able to take us from one level to the next. We're just grateful to be here and in it and on it and a part of what's going on, because there's no reason for any of us to pat ourselves on the back or think of ourselves more highly than we are, but look at the whole and look and see what God is doing and look and see how God is pulling things together, and just be grateful. Grateful to be a part. I'm grateful to be a part. I'm grateful to be able to do my part and to uphold and work towards the higher calling. Because that's where we are today. If you're a black person, you have a higher calling. You have a higher calling because you are the original ether. Okay, you are the original ether people, the original Ethiopians. Okay, you have a spiritual connection to source that's unlike anyone else's. And so we need to understand that, and we need to operate in that power. Excuse me, in that power. So I'm glad. I'm not going to keep running on. I see the clock is ticking on. I'm glad to be here tonight and just to share these couple of words with you tonight.
Well, we thank you so much. And like I said to everyone, the Black Business Billionaires Network Club might be the title might be a little disconcerting. Maybe you know, it sounds like, oh, Black Business Billionaires. Oh no, but we're concerned about the whole person. You know, we're concerned about how we spend our money. We're concerned about the understanding of money, who is really putting the money out and who is really taking advantage of your finances. That's, you need to know that. That's why I said to y'all, why African Americans contribute most money to the gross national product, the largest level of consumers, but we have the least level of consumer respect. We have the least of the benefits of our output. So in business, if I put something out, I have to get something back. Bible talks about reciprocity. You sow a seed and you receive a blessing. Both you, the receiver, and the giver, both receive a blessing. And that's all I'm saying. If we have been a blessing to this country for so many years, now it's time for us to benefit. It's nothing. What you call it is that's not greed. I'm not being greedy, but America has more money than it has people, and it's an oxymoron. It's a mathematical, scientific, strange to me why so many people are homeless and hungry and children go to bed without food, and people are numbers and numbers of working class people, 35 to 40% of people that work unskilled jobs, menial jobs, or low-income paying, minimum wage paying jobs, are on food stamps, getting welfare, have to get a Medicaid card, have to get SNAP, have to get a little extra money to pay rent. What's going on? That a person at work cannot take care of himself. It wasn't that way when I was growing up.
But this is by design
that way.
Now, right? But it's by design now, because it's designed to not create financial independence, but to create people that's working in the labor force so that they can keep making money and working for those at the top. Listen, you know, it is said that Jeff Bezos is worth $287
billion.
$287
billion. Now, let me ask you a question. Who's going to count all that money?
But wait, it gets worse. Just think about this. It's my understanding that there's 7 billion people on Earth, right? He could give everybody on Earth $1 billion and still have $280 billion for himself.
Wow. 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 That's what I'm saying. It's crazy. It's crazy that they have that kind of money. And the same thing with America. They said if America gave every American, there's a country, I forgot, I don't know if it's Brunei or one of those countries, when you get 18 years old, they give you $1 million. All right? I'm so sorry I don't have a birth certificate over there, Dr. Bridges, that I could go and get my million. Because I'm 18. You know I'm 18. You know? So, but I'm saying they give everybody $1 million because their economy is that strong. I don't know if it's Dubai or one of them real wealthy, crazy wealthy countries where there's a sultan of Brunei. I think it's Brunei, okay? If America did the same, if America gave everybody $1 million, it would still have zillions and trillions to buy all kind of crazy stuff what they're doing now. But they spend billions. Everybody, y'all know, when they want to go up into the moon or whatever, they want to find out what the fish is doing. They put $100 million, $1 billion, $2 billion, $10 billion. You will never hear them say, I want to eradicate poverty. I want to eradicate homelessness.
They don't because capitalism has factored those things in. So they need these things. In order to create the capitalistic society running, you have to have poor people. You have to have a labor force that's working as hard as it can work for the least amount of money in order to have the fulfillment of capitalism. And so this is what they're doing. And I tell people all the time, you talk about reparations, get that out of your mind. They're not giving you a dime. They're not giving us a dime, all right, as far as reparations is concerned. Because the last thing that they want is for black people to repair their nation. And that's what reparations is for. It's the repairing of the nation. And that is the last thing that they want. The last thing that they want is for black people to unify. That's their biggest threat. That is what keep them up at night. They wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat thinking about black people waking up and unifying. That's their biggest fear. But they don't have to worry about it as long as we keep playing the fool. They don't have to worry about it as long as we just keep dancing and shucking and jiving and just being good, happy Negroes. They don't have to worry about it. They don't have to worry about it as long as we keep shooting each other over $20.
Mm.
If you follow me, they don't have to worry about it.
There you go.
Because
you go.
We're doing the job for them.
Amen, amen. And on that note, people, great, 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 Dr. Winborn, great stuff, food for thought. So great thing to keep us thinking, to keep us unifying. It's a young sister. I think she's from Nigeria. I think she's like 11 or something, 10, 11. And she was talking about how simple unity is and how powerful it is. If you ever get a chance, I forgot the name of the video, but it's a video of a young sister talking about unity in Nigeria, and she's just talking about unity amongst black people. But she's so powerful at her young age. Mm-hmm. Now the mouth of babe will come the words of wisdom. So on that note, Dr. Winborn, we thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to give Dr. Benjamin Bridges the last 2 or 3 minutes to say what he's doing tomorrow, and then we're going to say goodnight, people, and I'm going to play Stan, because when everything is over, said, and done, the only thing you can do is stand. Dr. Benjamin Bridges.
Yes, indeed, and I would like to thank Dr. Winborn as well, because he brought some very good topics up that he spoke about, and definitely added into the truth of where we are and what we can do. So basically, at this time, for tomorrow at 7 p.m., what we're going to be talking about is some of the steps that you can take together in a group and also individually what you can do in order for you to really start to build that positive mindset as far as pulling yourself out of the brainwashing that this society has tried to place upon us. Because unfortunately, it's not easy to see yourself as a millionaire. It's not easy to see yourself even as a billionaire. But the bottom line is to see yourself as someone that is down and out and can never come out of the gutter of poverty, that's the easy thing to do, because it's difficult to see people driving by in chauffeur-driven limousines and all this kind of stuff and living in mansions. And then you look at your own living situation and you're saying, wow, I'm supposed to be living like that, And the situation is, yes, you can live like that, but you just have to start to see it. And one of the things that you can see it in is through the meditation, because you can start to visualize that. And as I said before, we had a gentleman that was a track star. He started off as a loser because he just kept on losing over and over again when he was racing. But the good thing about it, he did take our program seriously, and he started visualizing himself as the first one to cross the finish line. He started saying affirmations that built up his confidence for him to see himself as a winner, not any longer as a loser. And when he started to change his mindset, that's when he became a great winner on the track teams, in New York. And the good thing about it was that he started to not only see it and believe it, but he got the results of becoming it. And that's what we all can be. The beautiful thing about it, because he ended up becoming a third in the nation. Now, it's true, he didn't become the first in the nation, but that's not a problem. If you're going to become third in the nation as a track star, I don't consider that to be a loser at all. I consider that to be a great winner. And I would consider that also to be what we all can be. Winners instead of losers, because unfortunately, many of us see ourselves as losers, and that's why we find ourselves in the condition that we're in. But once we start to reprogram our mind to see ourselves as winners, that's what's going to really start to change ourselves, and our new reality is going to become us being winners. But you have to see it in order to achieve it. And that's the thing. So we go through the steps of showing people how they can utilize the meditation as far as visualizing yourself as a winner, how you can use the affirmations as far as dealing with rebuilding and strengthening your mind so that you can have the confidence and knowing this that not only are you worthy of becoming a very powerful person in achieving things, but that you will achieve it and that what you want to achieve has already been done. So these are the things that we're going to be talking about tomorrow at 7 p.m. So if any of you guys can join us on the call, that would be great. And here we go, back to good old Ron, and he's going to take us from there. Okay. Okay. And last but not least, I just wanted to say that, you know, every one of you are definitely worthy of being able to grasp this opportunity to be very successful in life. And do not believe in the devil's lie, but believe in the God's honest truth. And now it's time for you.
When you've done all you can, man, survive is never enough. And what do you say when you're orphaned, turned away, you're all alone? Nothing left to do, you just stand, watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, how do you handle guilt of your past? Tell me, how to deal with the shame, and how can you smile while your heart has been broken and filled with pain, filled with pain? Tell me, what do you fear when you're given your own pain? Stand when there's nothing left to do, you just stand. Once the Lord sees you through, yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. And be sure you're not entangled, you're not bonded. Come on.
tears on through the heavens. After you've gone through the pain, oh my. After you've gone through the storm, hallelujah. Hey, after you've gone through the rain. Yeah.